Good afternoon. Welcome back to a new episode of Chismetico. In this episode, we will tell you what happened in our interview with Laura Vargas, who is an engineer that participated in a social community work project. We asked her about what she has done and the history behind this project.
We first asked about the project's names, and this was Mujeres de Luz.
Afterwards, we asked what the project was about. She said that the project was about delivering solar panels or photovoltaic solutions based on solar and energy to families who don't have electricity in their homes, especially in the southern Costa Rica area.
The next question was, to whom is the help you offer? And what she told us is that it is addressed to people who do not have electricity service in their homes and are from indigenous peoples.
We also wanted to know the beginnings of this project, and she told us this. The project started in 2017, 5 years ago, when she was in touch with the Barefoot College in India for the possibility to train indigenous women and grandmas. This was one of the requirements for them to go to India and get trained to do these solar panels.
Next, we asked about the motivation. What called her to do this project? She answered that it motivated them because they were working the areas of sustainable energy and social action, so they already had some projects with indigenous people, which is what gave them the opportunity to contact with the Barefoot College in a social actions seminar, and later they saw the chance to apply this type of projects in Costa Rica, which is not the type of country they choose for these projects due to the better development that our country has. This motivated them because in 2020 there were still 3,000 families from indigenous towns without electricity, and they wanted to make the difference.
We also asked her if she did all by herself or she received some kind of help from any organization. She then said that it was mainly led by the state university, by the remote state university, the UNEP. They have the support of different organizations to carry it out, from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Costa Rica to be able to get this woman some passports. They also received funding from the Costa Rica Electricity Institute, which is the ISE, and they give each one of these women a cell phone so they can could be in contact with their families. They also received help from the Technological Institution of Costa Rica for the solar panels, and they finally, she said, they also received help from the CONAVE, mainly economically.
After, we asked about the tools needed from the project, and she told us that they received financial support from the Barefoot College so that they could be trained totally free, and also the Foreign Ministry and other financing centers to buy the tickets to India. Then they received more money from the CONARE and IMAS to be able to buy the 300 solar panels that they were distributed to all the families. Because once they were trained, they arrived in Costa Rica and they had to buy the equipment that was going to be assembled so that they could take it to their communities. So that was how they got the means or the money to start the project.
One of her last questions was, how often do you offer your help on this project? Which was a difficult question due to the fact that they actually don't offer their help repetitively, in the sense that the project is not repeated. Once they gave away the solar panels, they started a new stage of this project. She said that there were three stages of 3 to 4 years to now. The first stage was to send indigenous women to India for the capacitation. Then the second stage was to give away the panels that had been purchased to the families from different communities from the south of Costa Rica. And lastly, the third stage that is currently on process is giving away solar ovens for these women to cook for their families. This is a punctual project, so if they gave away the panels it means they don't have more funds for their panel, for other panels. So they start another stage to find the financing for other types of help, in this case, ovens. They already have found the financing for these ovens from competitive funds that the Australian Embassy gave them.
Before finishing, we ask her what was her experience during the development of this process, and she said it was extremely enriching experience because sometimes once does not know the reality of the country. Also, she said that the plan of entering this area, it has to be done in dry season because they cannot enter by car, and also, even for the delivery of some solar panels, they had to do them by helicopter because these people don't have access to the road. And this was a learning experience, and it was a pleasure that now young people can study day and night, so because they now have access to electricity in their homes.
Finally, our reflection question was, how would you motivate others to help other people? And she told us that she would motivate young people by telling them how enriching it is, and that really any small action they manage to do will benefit many young people and many future generations, because being able to carry electricity and other methods of technologies would help this type of person to progress, continue developing, and that new generations see that there are other things that they can dedicate to themselves to. There are possibilities that they can achieve, so that's really why the video that she sent us says that the light was brought to these families not only to illuminate the house, but also the future of the new generations.
So, in conclusion, this was a very successful and learnful interview that gave us perspective of how important community service is. Thank you for listening to this episode. We hope that you enjoyed it. Please don't forget to follow us on all our social media and check out our latest podcasts for more random stories and gossip. Bye!